All right, guys, it's Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, and today, this is our project. So this is my dad's 85th anniversary 1988 Springer Softail. Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, where we talk about riding, rallies, do wrenching videos, Harley-Davidson news. If that's the kind of stuff you're into, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Today, we're going to be doing some wrenching. So my dad's bike has not been started in several years that I know of. It's been in storage here in my shop for a couple years. Now, 12 years ago, I rode this bike daily for a while. I was going through a divorce, and my dad loaned me his bike to ride. And that was a tough time, but I've put some miles on this bike in the past. And I've told him I don't want him to ever sell it. I want to inherit it. It was the first Harley-Davidson that he owned while I owned my first Harley-Davidson, and that we went and rode bikes together. So it's very special to me. So it's been staying in my shop and stuff, but I want to try and get this thing running again. First thing we need is a battery. This one is dead. Now, I have people all the time wanting me to review lithium batteries and this and that, and there's nothing wrong with that. I've been running some lithium batteries. We have one from Advan Black and April Sport Glide. I have one in my 2000 FX-DX and run one in my lawnmower, things like that. They're great for certain things. But this bike was long before lithium, and I don't know that it would matter to it, but I had a company reach out and want me to test out an AGM battery, which is perfect for a bike of this era. So Hamoshio Power or something like that is the name of it. It's an AGM battery. I picked the battery. I told them we'd give it a try and see how it does. So I expect this thing's going to take a lot of cranking to get it to start. It was always really stubborn. If you know anything about these old Evos, there's like a check valve spring that gets weak, and then oil seeps down past that, and it gets a bunch of oil built up in the lower part of the engine instead of in the oil reservoir where it's supposed to be. And so when you crank it, it's pumping all that up, and it ends up puking it out, the air cleaner and stuff. So I expect this to be a messy deal today, and we're going to have to crank on this thing a lot. I also just pulled the air cleaner cover off and found that there's no air filter there. So somebody who was working on it prior to me has laid the air filter down somewhere. So we're going to have to get an air filter and do some other things on this thing before we can get it running. Front brakes look like they have leaked all the fluid out. I just noticed that. So I'm going to have to get a front brake rebuild kit and everything else. But let's just put this battery to the test and see how it does today. The rear seat bolt is back here. It takes a Phillips or a socket. I'm going to use a Phillips here and get this off. And we'll get the seat off. And the battery should be underneath where the driver sits. Now, there wasn't any battery in it. It's already been pulled before I put it in storage. The old battery is probably no good and it's already thrown away. So we haven't had to worry about it leaking or corroding or any of that kind of stuff. But we're going to get the new battery out, unbox it, and make sure it fits okay. And then we'll see if we can get some lights on this thing to at least work. Guess it's time to see if we got any juice. We have a headlight at least, so we have some juice. And she's puking. We better get a pan. See that wet oil right there? This thing is, I think the problem is down here, there's a spring that's weak. It started raining again, so all that background noise you're all hearing is the rain hitting the roof of my metal building. So that hose right there that got pushed down goes on the air cleaner there, and I left it off because it's just going to run into the air cleaner here and back out right here if I don't. So I might as well just let the hose pump down there, and we're gonna have to do a little work on the carburetor probably before it'll start. We'll see. We'll give it a crank here in a minute, let it build some, clean some of this oil out. It's always one thing after another. Now, after I put gas in it and cranked a little bit, I saw it was leaking back here at this fuel filter. Now, this inline fuel filter is actually can be separated. It was leaking back here. I think this felt loose, so I've tightened it up so it's not spinning anymore. I'm going to put it back in, tighten the hose clamps up, and see if we still have a leak at the inline fuel filter now that we have fuel in the tank. It's just going to be one thing after another with this bike, and that's the way a lot of these things are when you're picking up after someone else and starting on a project that has been sitting for years, not knowing where it was at when it was parked even. All right, I got the inline fuel filter tightened up and the hoses all put back and tightened up. So we should have fuel getting to the carburetor at least now. Hopefully, maybe we'll get a hit on this thing. But I'm definitely going to have to put some oil in the tank bag because we probably pumped a quart out into that pan down there. Well, battery's holding up pretty good. Hey guys, I did want to take a second and mention that I cut out several minutes of us cranking on this bike in this video, and this Hamashio battery did a great job. I did look up the specs on it. This is an AGM sealed battery, maintenance-free, 430 cold cranking amps, and I cranked on it a lot more than what you saw in this video, and it did a great job. So if you're looking for an AGM battery, I highly recommend this one based on what I've experienced so far. If I find any problems with it, of course, I'll come back and leave a comment pinned at the top in the discussion down below to let you guys know. But so far, I think this is a great battery. Link in the description down below if you're interested. All right, guys, we're going to try and fix this wet sumping issue on this Evo engine while we're trying to get it to start. So I've checked all my fuel line fittings and tightened up the hose clamps and got that part done. Since I had the breather backing plate off and I had more room, I decided to work on this. So right down there, you can see a spring, and this is the cap that was over it. So I used a big flat-headed screwdriver bit attached to a wrench and got a little leverage on it and got this broke loose. And there is a spring. And as I understand it, on the other end of this spring is a ball. Let's see if I can get that out of there. You can maybe see oil all around that spring. What's supposed to happen is it's supposed to keep pressure on a ball to keep oil from seeping down into the bottom of the crankcase when this thing's just parked and sitting. And it's not worked right for years and years. And so one of the solutions is try and stretch that spring. We might try that today, and if that doesn't work, then we'll order a spring. We'll also see if we can get that ball out and just clean it and check it and make sure there's no debris and everything there. Hard to do while holding a camera with one hand and doing it with another, but there we have the spring out at least. I'm not sure how we get that ball out of there, but it looks like we have oil coming up through there, so we probably need to get that cleaned out of there. We're going to have to fill the oil tank and everything once we get this stuff squared away. And there's the little ball right there on the end of this magnet. So we happen to have a magnet that was small enough to reach down in there. And see if we can get this to focus on that. Maybe if I take my face out from behind it. There. So you can... Now you can see the ball on the end of that magnet. I can measure that for you, but I would say you're looking at around a quarter inch. You can't be much bigger than that, or it's not going to go down the hole. But I was able to reach down there and pluck that magnet out, the ball out of there with the magnet. So we'll just clean it, make sure it looks good. We'll clean the oil out of the hole, try and stretch the spring and put it back. Now, what I've read online says that you can stretch this about a quarter of an inch is all. So I'm going to measure this, and it is... About 1 7/8. Yeah, we're about 1 7/8. So I need a little longer than 2 inches. And there's about 2 1/4. So we're going to put that back and see how it does. All right, guys. We're going to see if we have any more fuel leaks and what she does now. The choke was unhooked at the carburetor. I haven't fixed that yet, but I just want to see what happens. Well, the hose I have off for the sumping, let's put that back on. All right, guys, so we don't have a fuel link on the line anymore, but the bottom of the bowl there is dripping. So we may have a carburetor leak still. We have another carburetor for parts. My dad said there was problems with this carburetor. So we're going to go ahead and put some oil in it because, as you can see, we have sumped a whole bunch of fucking oil out of this thing. So I'm going to put oil in the tank on it and because I don't want it to start and have no oil in the engine. Fuel is on. Carburetor's got a small leak, but I think it might start still without that. We'll just have to see. I know this carburetor's got problems. We put 2 quarts of oil in the tank bag so that it's not dry because I've sumped a whole bunch of oil out of it cranking it. So let's see what happens. We got fuel up here. Kinda. Almost. Almost like it's not getting enough fuel. Just won't run without gas, huh? All right, guys, I think we're going to call that a wrap for this video. So new battery is definitely getting us going, getting us where we can work on this bike. Still got some carburetor issues and stuff to figure out. Wrong with this one, I don't know. My dad had bought it off of eBay for parts, I think, and stuff. But we may look at it. We may just try swapping the whole carburetor and see what happens. Hope you guys enjoyed this video. Stay tuned if you want to see what it takes to get this Springer running again. We'll be doing more videos on it until we get it in running condition. That's kind of the goal. All right, guys, I hope you liked this video. Leave me a comment. Let me know what you think I ought to do about the carburetor. Swap it out, clean it, you know, whatever. I mean, it's been sitting for a while, so it may just need a good cleaning, but maybe the answer is to swap the carburetor. We're going to have to just try some things and see what it takes to get this thing going. If you guys like this video, please give it a big thumbs up. That really helps the channel grow. And as always, I appreciate it if you'd subscribe if you're into this kind of content. If not, I get it. Y'all stay safe and keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.